Welcome back to Season 3. This season we'll be looking at a new aspect of sustainability, the healthcare sector. And so, our season title is A Manifesto for Surgical Health in Africa. I have invited Professor Bruce Bickard to host this season, the first time Earthcast will be hosted by someone other than myself. Bruce will unpack his new book through interviews with African and global experts in the field who helped him write it. Welcome back to the season finale of Season 3, A Manifesto for Surgical Health in Africa. I'm joined with Bruce, who's been hosting the season. You'll be very familiar with him by now. And I cannot believe we've come to the end of this now. And so Bruce and I today are going to be doing a debrief and talking about some of the learnings and the experience and what next. During this process, I had to relinquish some control. So in my last season, I was co-hosting with Delisha Govender. And in this season, I handed over the reins completely to you, which was really exciting for me. So Bruce, how did you find the process?
Hi, Olivia. Well, thank you for entrusting me with this. It was incredible. I think that for me, there were two real cool things. The first was just to be able to sit down and chat with this diverse group of leaders from all over the world. There's so many incredible people out there doing incredible work, and to have the opportunity to sit with them and piece together, you know, their various contributions to improving surgical health in Africa was great. I felt like I was almost had pieces of a puzzle and putting them together to finish the puzzle. All the guests have made incredible contribution to health and making surgery safer. So I felt really humbled that, you know, not one of them refused to speak when I invited them. And they all managed to find the time to record around their busy schedules. You know, it was sometimes we recorded late at night or early in the morning. And I'm truly indebted to them. And they come from such varied backgrounds, you know, community activism, researchers, educationists, leaders, visionaries, innovators from all over the world. And they're all working towards the same goal of making surgery safer in Africa. So it was amazing. And at the same time, I feel really proud, you know, that 7 out of the 10 guests are or were originally from Africa. I think the second part, which I really enjoyed, was discussing the link between surgery and climate change and sustainability in Africa. Certainly, this has always been quite a difficult, I suppose, conversation because of the massive environmental impact of health and surgery. And I think, you know, through these discussions, what we've seen is that the poor position we find ourselves in Africa at the moment is actually a perfect opportunity to rethink how surgery is resourced and delivered in Africa. And there's a huge opportunity here for innovation and sustainable strategies to provide safe surgery and anesthesia in Africa. And I think this opportunity, I did not quite grasp or realize at the time when we went into the series. So certainly for me, this is something which has been great and something to take forward in Africa.
Thank you, Bruce. And yeah, I have to say, I owe you a huge thank you as well for bringing on such, wow, such dynamic and, I don't know, exciting guests with really interesting takeaways. I know nothing about this environment, this field of work, and I always overuse the word privileged, but I do feel incredibly privileged to be brought into this process. So I guess my next question for you is, in talking to your guests, what did you not expect? What were you, you know, perhaps surprised by? These are your colleagues. These are people you know, you've worked with, worked on the book with. So what did you not expect?
I think there were two things which I didn't expect. The first is, I really don't enjoy public speaking. And so doing a single podcast was a big thing for me. And then a series was massive.
Well done, Bruce. It's not easy. It's not easy.
So, yes, I must thank you. And I must thank Alex Torborg for, you know, pushing me and your generosity to include me on your platform to help with advocacy. It's been amazing. So I didn't expect that. And there's been a lot of positive responses, and I certainly Without you, I think this book would have died with me. So thank you for resuscitating it. I'm not sure if I'll listen to the podcasts. I don't like listening to myself, but the people who've listened to them have been very complimentary, so thanks. I obviously picked great guests.
Bruce, you're making me laugh.
So I suppose, you know, what did I not expect? I actually think I could do this again. But the fun part, you know, sitting down with all the guests, I think that is the part that I didn't expect, because these experts come from different backgrounds. You know, because the series is relatively short and we're covering a massive amount of ground, no two guests came from the same vantage point. And just watching and experiencing the conversations with them was really, it was amazing. Just how people presented views differently, how they interacted. For me, that was great.
Thanks, Bruce. No, I appreciate you giving your very honest feedback. I think if we look back now on episode one versus where we are now, we've definitely grown in confidence together, which has been exciting. But just to go back to two things you said. Number one, I'm so glad you mentioned Alex again. Thank you, Alex, so much for introducing Bruce and I, for making this happen. And also just, Bruce, you gave me some very high praise earlier. You've written this book with these experts, and this is what Earthcast is about, is facilitating platforms. And mentioning that, you know, I'm handing over the reins is also a call to the listeners. You know, if you have a topic that you want to talk about that you think needs to be discussed and told to the world, please reach out. Like I said, this is what Earthcast is all about, being as collaborative as possible. So thank you very much.
Yeah, I mean, I think this point is super important. You know, I think to take that step from like an academic environment to public engagement is difficult. I think this, what we've done together here, has been amazing strategy for advocacy. So trying to keep stay true to the evidence, but at the same time make it accessible to the public. So this platform and having, you know, well-known guests or experts in the field, and to be able to discuss it in an environment which makes it accessible, has been incredible. So I think, you know, strategy for people who want to get messages across, it's incredible. And I would encourage anyone to take up this opportunity that Olivia's just offered.
Thank you, Bruce. I appreciate that. And I guess for the next question, I wanted to know, you know, you're an expert in this field. So what did you find particularly interesting from your guests, or were surprised to find out, and maybe ways that you're thinking of adapting the book, given the feedback that your guests have given you?
So what's been really good is all my guests have been, you know, fairly forthright individuals. And when they've given me feedback personally, it's been very helpful. You know, so I've got obviously private feedback, which I think has helped a lot. And I'm very appreciative for that. You know, trying to explain all these concepts in the book, like I said earlier, we cover a lot of ground in the book. Just having those discussions where we focused on particular points, I found really useful. I think it helped me further understand the principles and the concepts. And I think, you know, revising the book through this process will make it better, because that was really good. And the other thing was, you know, I said having the two guests who come from slightly different backgrounds, also seeing that interaction and how they relate to the concept, if the one's expert in the concept and the other guest wasn't, was also very helpful in understanding and communicating these concepts to the public.
Following that, I want to ask you a slightly more lighthearted question. In interviewing your guests, what did you find the most intimidating or funny in the behind-the-scenes moments with your interviewees?
I think the greatest person to interview is Emmanuel Makassar. So if your listeners haven't listened to the episode with Emmanuel, I would suggest they do. So he's an incredibly passionate individual. He's an amazing guy. But what happened with that podcast is we started the podcast, so it was John Mayer and myself, but Emmanuel didn't arrive and we couldn't get a hold of him. And so we started the podcast, and then he arrived in the middle of the podcast. And it's not because he didn't want to be there. It was he was overcommitted and he just couldn't make the time. Anyway, he arrived silently in the middle of the podcast and then just joined in and carried on as if he had been there from the beginning. But he is just so passionate. You got to just listen to him from an advocacy point of view. And it was amazing. I think for me, it just summed up Emmanuel beautifully, because nothing was going to stop him getting his message across. We did have to re-record the beginning, though.
As goes with podcasting. But yeah, it sounds like Emmanuel is very practiced at podcasting. He knew exactly what to do. Mute yourself on entry and then answer the next question. Yeah, podcasting is there's a science to it, but it's not that difficult. It sounds like he's well experienced. Bruce, we're almost done. We've got two questions left. Well, I've got two questions left for you. But do you think we achieved the goal that we set out in episode one? And if so, how close? And, you know, what could we do differently in the future?
So I suppose there are two parts to responding to this question. So, you know, for public engagement, I certainly think we've achieved the goal. It's been amazing how, you know, people have picked up on this and engaged in it. It seems to have mushroomed. So from that perspective, it's been incredible. From the book perspective, it's hard to answer now because we're still in December. But I do believe this will help me achieve my goal, which is to, you know, get feedback, revise, and try and get the, you know, a better version of the book out by the end of January or early February next year. So I would say, yes, it's been a very positive, beneficial experience. So thank you.
Well, Bruce, it's been an absolute privilege. Thank you so much. And I also appreciate you doing something which I haven't shared publicly on Earthcast, but I'm constantly looking at ways to evolve and adapt this platform to facilitate other people's stories. And having you come on and host meant that you brought in people that I would never have had access to. So just to mention that, I mean, that was really special for me. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bruce. And before I ask my last question, and Bruce, I'll have to confirm this, but final confirmation, guys, make your contributions to this book. Go read it. Go have a look. And that is at www.asos, that's ASOS.org.za. Bruce, did I get that right?
Yes, you did. So thank you, Olivia. That's perfect.
So the last question. Bruce, given your expertise, what comes next? I had to adapt that one because I wasn't sure how to fit my generic final question in.
I think, you know, what the learning has been from this whole series is that we all know we need to create an environment for a safer surgery and anesthesia in Africa. And I think the discussion has actually really led to the feeling that we need to build a resilient system which is sustainable and green. And it appears that there's this opportunity. So, you know, if you're asking about future projects in the space, I honestly think, you know, now that we move from trying to message the need for this, is looking how can we build a system which doesn't look like other surgical systems, but looks like a system that is planet friendly. And there's certainly that opportunity now, specifically because we're in a state where we're so low resourced already that there's a massive opportunity for innovation.
Thank you so much for tuning in for the season finale for A Manifesto for Surgical Change in Africa. Thank you, Professor Bruce Bickard, for joining me and for hosting this season. And I look forward to all of the contributions to the book and further collaborations with new people and diverse sustainability topics in the future. Thank you for listening. Bye.